It's Friday night. It's 5 o'clock. It's the start of the weekend, and it's the start of Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ, your community radio station. I'm one of your hosts, Steve.
And I'm your other host, Izzy.
And we would like to kick off the show by thanking our wonderful sponsors who make our show possible, Akalawaha Brewing Company.
The Purple Onion down in Saluda.
The Octopus Garden Smoke Shops.
And Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series. You can listen to the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon when we re-air it. You can also go to WTZQ.com and you can stream the show at your convenience throughout the week there. All you have to do is click on the on-air tab, click on Local Artist Showcase, and scroll down to the bottom of the page.
Yeah. We've got a guest joining us on today's show. It will be Bill Altman.
Yeah.
For everybody out there, I'm sure a lot of you know Bill. Oh, yes. The clicking.
Your producer's telling you to stop quit, the clicking.
Quit clicking the pen.
Yes, we have Bill Altman. He's coming on the show just in a little bit.
Yeah.
We're super excited to hear from him about a new project that he's got, that he's working on right now. And we also, this weekend is pretty jam-packed.
We've got Cider, Wine, and Dine weekend.
It's Cider, Wine, and Dine weekend. Also, Earth Day, I believe, is Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got at least one celebration here, a couple celebrations here that are music and Earth Day based. So it's a busy weekend.
Earth Day. So the Earth is kind of important, so I'm glad we were able to carve out one day out of the year to be nice to the earth.
Yes, yes. Also, real quick, you can reach us by emailing 1600@WTZQ.com. That's for artists and venues. Give us a shout at 1600@WTZQ.
Yeah, if you are a local artist and want to have your music featured on Local Artist Showcase, send us an MP3. To that,
yes.
To that email address that Izzy just gave you, 1600@WTZQ.com.
All right. Well, should we kick this thing off?
Let's get going. Who do we have to start?
We've got Jennifer Alvarado. She's going to be playing at the Purple Onion on Thursday, April 25th, starting at 7:30. Tickets for that show are $10. You can go online to reserve your spot. I believe you also can call in as well. Either way, do it in advance. These shows can sell out. I'm pretty sure they have before. So definitely get your seat and reserve your spot. But if you can't do Thursday, before that on Saturday, tomorrow, if you're listening on Friday the 20th, she's going to be at Sideways Farm and Brewery starting at 3 p.m. So you got a couple chances to see her in town this weekend. We're going to play a song of hers that she sent in to us recently. This is an original of hers. And it's called Colorado.
Will we have the smoke or the altitude? The July sky was the only other one I knew. We were chasing stars and freedom. Wrapped in his arms, our hearts were beating. Forever seemed so close when it was new. Damn you, Colorado. Rocky Mountains on a back road. He swore that he loved me, so I gave him everything. Then 10 miles south of Boulder, he told me we were over. That he'd met somebody. Just a memory. So damn you, Colorado. Funny how I still recall everything. From the chill of the night air to him kissing me. In my sorority t-shirt and moonlit sky, we planned out the rest of our lives. Now it's all so bittersweet. Damn you, Colorado. Rocky Mountains on the back road, where he swore he loved me. gave him everything. Then 10 miles south of Golden, he said we were over, that he met somebody, and I'm just a memory. Where he swore he loved me, so I gave him everything. Then 10 miles south of Boulder, he said we were over, that he met somebody, and it's just a memory. Sorry for the lies, sorry for the tears. All these years and I just can't get it right. I just can't get it right. And that's why I'm making a change.
That was Moving On by Lewandowl. This was a live recording that they did while they were in the studio last year.
Here in our studio.
So they're going to be kicking off Cider, Wine, and Dine weekend at Appalachian Ridge on Friday tonight, the 19th, starting at 6 o'clock. And there's going to be plenty to do while you're there.
Marshmallows to roast over an open fire.
Mm. Chestnuts roasting. Yep, marshmallows over an open fire, bonfire. They also got hot dogs and nachos for sale. So they got plenty of yummy food going on over there. And of course, obviously, their award-winning cider as well. I believe these shows usually take place actually in the front of Appalachian Ridge as opposed to the back, although I could be off on that. Either way, you're guaranteed an awesome view, whether you're looking at the barn or if you're looking out the back of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
They are recommending that you bring a folding chair just in case they run out of seats. Okay. So,
yeah, it's and a 6 p.m. start's great, too, because you're going to get that sunset out there. Interestingly, every time I've seen Lewandahl play out at Appalachian Ridge, they always play in the front.
Yes.
We always play in the back when we play there.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it's just a personal taste. And I asked them one time, you know, why are you out front and not in the back? And they said, oh, they liked it better out there. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I've played both. Usually I leave it to whatever. Usually what I say is if they're going to open the bar out back, then I'll play out back. Mm-hmm. If they're not going to open the bar out back, then I'd rather play out front.
Easier
so that
for
I can
people
get,
to go in and out. Yeah.
Yep. So I can get people in. So that's. That's usually what I do, although both spots are great.
We will be there next week, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, we're hoping for good weather so we can be outside.
Yeah, for sure. Alrighty, so that's Lewandahl kicking off Cider, Wine, and Dine Weekend at Appalachian Ridge. That's tonight starting at 6 o'clock. And we're going to go into a quick break here, but be sure to stick around because we have our interview with Bill Altman up next.
Flat Rock Cinema announces the return of the Magnolia Concert Series. Experience the best of live music in an ideal listening room environment. Visit flatrockcinema.com for tickets and the full winter schedule featuring Pierce Edens, Ashes and Arrows, The Wilder Flower, Seth Walker, Palmyra, Sarah Siskin, and Alexa Rose, and a songwriter spotlight with host Ryan Taylor Price. The Magnolia Concert Series is sponsored by B Squared Realty, Hendersonville. Learn more at flatrockcinema.com.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
The Purple Onion celebrates another year with wonderful friends, food, and music. The sounds of friends gathering fills the air along with the aroma of delicious delights. The Purple Onion in Saluda featuring a fresh, Mediterranean-inspired menu that has something for everyone. Wonderful wine and coffees, too. Come and enjoy the Purple Onion for lunch or dinner, and reservations are needed for nights with live music. So please check the website for a full calendar of events to make reservations and for hours of operation that may change due to staffing issues. The Purple Onion in Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Hendersonville, Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, inviting you to our first block party of the year.
I'm Billy from Hustle Souls, and we can't wait for this jazz-tastic party on First Avenue, Sunday, April 28th for the Ocklawaha Jazz Fest.
I'm Brittany at Blue Ridge Artisan Market, and we're thrilled to host a vibrant art market with unique local treasures starting at 1 p.m.
Music starts with Firecracker Jazz Band at 2 p.m., followed by the soulful rhythms of Hustle Souls.
Immerse yourself in the spirit of New Orleans right here in Hindo with authentic Cajun cuisine and a celebration like no other.
So don't miss out. Join us for a day of music, art, and spice.
The Ocklawaha Jazz Fest, April 28th.
Hey, Billy, is it pronounced Yaz?
And welcome back to Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ. We are joined here in the studio by a very special guest, Mr. Bill Altman.
Thank you, Steve.
Welcome.
Thank you, Izzy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Bill has a show coming up tomorrow night at Tartan Sports Bar downtown, right on Main Street, starting at about 7 o'clock, and this is going to be a Bill Altman solo show.
It is. It's going to be acoustic blues and ragtime and a few jazz songs. They're all bluesy, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the focus of my solo act, is acoustic blues and ragtime, really.
Music from the 20s, 30s.
Yeah, you know, all the way up. I mean, I learned some songs from the 70s and thought I was really doing something modern. I did learn a Billy String song, though, but I put it to blues. That was mainly for my trivia buddies. But they're, So, it's focused in that kind of style. lots of I try to play songs with lots of changes in them, mm-hmm. and keep it interesting. You know, there are some, you know, shuffles and things like that, true, you know, basic blues that are in there, but I like to try to keep it interesting. I like to imagine that I'm like at a roadhouse and, you know, with just playing, a, you know, like they did back in the day. So that's mm-hmm. what's going on in my head when I'm doing it.
Nice. So that's your solo show.
Yes.
And then you have Image of Soul and Lo-Fi Appalachia, which is a new project you're working on. Do you want to talk about those two real quick?
Sure. Image of Soul is our Hendrix tribute, and we just play Jimi Hendrix music, play around town, and we actually had a festival in Pennsylvania this summer, which is a cool gig.
Nice.
And that's a lot of fun.
Is that a three-piece?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, we kind of base it off all the live experience stuff, because, you know, a lot of times you didn't necessarily sound live like you did the studio, so mm-hmm. we're trying to keep the music played you know, almost like a community band plays music or something, or the symphony's playing Mozart or whatever. You know, we just want to really focus on the Hendrix stuff, and the thing is, there's so many great songs beyond, you know, Purple Haze and Foxy Lady and the ones that people know. And so, I don't know, it was just kind of, we started in COVID, we wanted to learn the Band of Gypsies album, and there's only 5 songs on it, so we nice. Had to go from there.
Yeah.
I've always felt that Jimi Hendrix's brilliance as a instrumentalist overshadowed the fact that he was really an outstanding songwriter.
Oh, yeah. Well, harmonically and lyrically.
Terrific lyricist.
Lyrically, yeah. He's inspired me lyrically by learning his lyrics, which are really hard to learn because a lot of times they're very, very trippy. Mm-hmm. And they're also very, you know, colloquial and idiosyncratic to his delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's a mouthful to get
yeah.
his stuff out. But his lyrics are super deep. And, mm-hmm. And so Lo-Fi Appalachia is basically just me and the recording equipment, and a National Resophonic guitar, which is a semi-recent acquisition of mine, and it's changed, you know, it really inspired me to do this acoustic project, or acoustic-based project, because it really felt like getting your first Stratocaster or something, getting this guitar, just the sound and stuff, I was just transported, you know, back to what I was talking about, back to a guy playing a roadhouse or whatever without any, you know, frills or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So we play with a bottleneck slide?
I do. I play both. I play regular. I play, you know, I'm usually playing G tuning on the bottleneck, but it's the same guitar on the Lo-Fi Appalachia. Some are standard tuning, some are different tunings. There is some lap steel on one, and then there's another one with a guest, the Davis Mountain String Band, but those guys are very reclusive. But that's harmonica and banjo and mandolin additions. So
nice. So we're going to play a song of yours here, this which is under the Lo-Fi Appalachia name, Whirlwind of Love. Do you want to talk about that song that we're going to play here?
Yes. I think it's been played on this show before in a different, in a rock format. So I was, you know, I've got originals that I'm still working on recording, and I'm not really sure what inspired me to do this. I think I was just sort of playing on that guitar, playing riffs. I played that riff, and I thought, huh, if I rearrange this just a little bit, I like the tune. Lyrically, it's sort of inspired in a Hendrix-y kind of way. It's sort of a quantum physics song to me. I mean, at the end, there's some crazy overdubs. It's me reading the definition of quantum physics. Hmm. Through a robot voice, which, of course, just like Robert Johnson. But, you know, I really play the key change. I didn't cut or anything. And so, you know, it's stuff like that. But, yeah, it's a fun tune. And I wanted to see if I could do it all on the National instead of electric. And I think it turned out pretty good. So,
awesome. Well, we're very excited to hear it.
Cool.
Where can people find you online? Where would be the best place for people to look you up?
The best place is probably Instagram at Lo-Fi Appalachia or at Bill A Guitar, either one of those. Those are my most active things. And I'm going to get back on the horse on Facebook, but I've been really slack. you know, it's one of those things where I'm trying to build this little brand of Lo-Fi Appalachia. and make it a thing. And it's just, you know, I'm also trying to do it all completely in-house.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm just obstinate. And, you know, I don't want to consult with anybody. That's why I'm doing this project. I've always collaborated, and I love collaborating. But every now and then, you want to do something that you don't have to ask permission.
Mm. Absolutely.
You can just fail if you're going to fail or whatever, but you know.
It was all you.
If I decide I like this picture, I like it. I don't have to say, somebody's like, oh, my hand looks weird in this one, you know, or whatever, you know. Yeah. It's like, yeah. So, you know, we all know, you know, what we're talking about. Those are the compromises you make collaborating. But in this one, it's all me, for better or worse. So
nice. Well, again, you can catch Bill Altman at Tartan Sports Bar tomorrow, the 20th, starting at 7 o'clock. And you can also catch him in town on May 10th at the Poe House. Bill, thank you again for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good seeing you guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Shooters win.
check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, Hendersonville, Joe from Akalaha Brewing, inviting you to our first block party of the year.
I'm Billy from Hustle Souls, and we can't wait for this jazz-tastic party on First Avenue, Sunday, April 28th for the Okawaha Jazz Fest.
I'm Brittany at Blue Ridge Artisan Market, and we're thrilled to host a vibrant art market with unique local treasures starting at 1 p.m.
Music starts with Firecracker Jazz Band at 2 p.m., followed by the soulful rhythms of Hustle Souls.
Immerse yourself in the spirit of New Orleans right here in Hindo with authentic Cajun cuisine and a celebration like no other.
So don't miss out. Join us for a day of music, art, and spice.
The Okawaha Jazz Fest, April 28th.
Hey, Billy, isn't it pronounced Yaz?
The Purple Onion celebrates another year with wonderful friends, food, and music. The sounds of friends gathering fills the air along with the aroma of delicious delights. The Purple Onion in Saluda featuring a fresh, Mediterranean-inspired menu that has something for everyone. Wonderful wine and coffees, too. Come and enjoy the Purple Onion for lunch or dinner, and reservations are needed for nights with live music. So please check the website for a full calendar of events to make reservations and for hours of operation that may change due to staffing issues. The Purple Onion in Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Flat Rock Cinema announces the return of the Magnolia Concert Series. Experience the best of live music in an ideal listening room environment. Visit flatrockcinema.com for tickets and the full winter schedule featuring Pierce Edens, Ashes and Arrows, The Wilder Flower, Seth Walker, Palmyra, Sarah Siskin, and Alexa Rose. And a songwriter spotlight with host Ryan Taylor Price. The Magnolia Concert Series is sponsored by B Squared Realty, Hendersonville. Learn more at flatrockcinema.com.
Well, welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. The next band we're going to play is the Jeff Michaels Folkadelic Trio. They're going to be playing at Trailside on Sunday, the 21st, starting at 2 p.m. And they're going to have an Earth Day vendors market there as well on that day. This is a song
that they actually sent in to us, by the way. I wanted to let you know. I think it's a new song. They just sent it in.
Send an MP3 to 1600 WTZQ.com. And here it is, getting played on the radio. This is a song by the Jeff Michaels Folkadelic Trio called For You and For Me.
Invention of hope and of peace. That's what I want when besides another reality, where numbers mean nothing and problems are solved by people connecting not in some great hole. Come join the party, you can hear the call. So little for many, so much so few. That's not injustice, then what can we do? I don't understand why that has to be when the world has enough for you.
Just believe it.
That was Detective Blind with Miss Me, a favorite here on Local Artist Showcase. And they're going to be playing at Appalachian Mountain Brewery on Saturday for their Earth Day Appalachian Style Luau. Oh. From 5 to 7.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. So that's going to be going on Saturday. It's going to be a all-afternoon event. They actually have a band called Country Poor playing earlier in the day from 2:30 to 4:30. And then Detective Blind will hit the stage around 5 and will play until 7. So, again, that's at Appalachian Mountain Brewery. And that's, if you're not familiar, that's located right next to the Ingalls. Well, close to the Ingalls on Boylston Highway out in Mills River. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool spot. Go and check it out. This is a good day to do so because they've got a very themed event going on over there.
Well, it looks like fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Yes.
Hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back with more Local Artist Showcase.
Flat Rock Cinema announces the return of the Magnolia Concert Series. Experience the best of live music in an ideal listening room environment. Visit flatrockcinema.com for tickets and the full winter schedule featuring Pierce Edens, Ashes and Arrows, The Wilder Flower, Seth Walker, Palmyra, Sarah Siskin, and Alexa Rose. And a songwriter spotlight with host Ryan Taylor Price. The Magnolia Concert Series is sponsored by B Squared Realty, Hendersonville. Learn more at flatrockcinema.com.
The Purple Onion celebrates another year with wonderful friends, food, and music. The sounds of friends gathering fills the air along with the aroma of delicious delights. The Purple Onion in Saluda featuring a fresh, Mediterranean-inspired menu that has something for everyone. Wonderful wine and coffees, too. Come and enjoy the Purple Onion for lunch or dinner, and reservations are needed for nights with live music. So please check the website for a full calendar of events to make reservations and for hours of operation that may change due to staffing issues. The Purple Onion in Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, Hendersonville, Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, inviting you to our first block party of the year.
I'm Billy from Hustle Souls, and we can't wait for this jazz-tastic party on First Avenue, Sunday, April 28th for the Ocklawaha Jazz Fest.
I'm Brittany at Blue Ridge Artisan Market, and we're thrilled to host a vibrant art market with unique local treasures starting at 1 p.m.
Music starts with Firecracker Jazz Band at 2 p.m., followed by the soulful rhythms of Hustle Souls.
Immerse yourself in the spirit of New Orleans right here in Hindo with authentic Cajun cuisine and a celebration like no other.
So don't miss out. Join us for a day of music, art, and spice.
The Ocklawaha Jazz Fest, April 28th.
Hey, Billy, isn't it pronounced Yaz?
And welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. We will let you know about some other shows that are happening this week at the Purple Onion this Saturday, tomorrow, the 20th. The Paper Crowns will be playing at 8 p.m. And this cover for that is only $10. And that's at the Purple Onion, of course, Saturday, the 20th at 8 p.m. And then we've got a, let's see. Oh, and the Flat Rock Cinema, mm-hmm. The Magnolia Concert Series continues with Tyler Ramsey from Band of Horses.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of Tyler, you may have heard of Band of Horses. I don't know a lot about Tyler. I believe he's from the Asheville area. But that's going to be this coming Wednesday, the 24th. And that's those tickets for that are $25. And again, there's very limited seating at the Flat Rock Cinema. So if you want to see the show, I would either go online to flatrockcinema.com or stop by, you know, during their business hours. I would get my tickets right away. Yeah.
Yep.
Or give them a call. You can do it that way, too.
The easiest way for sure is definitely by going to flatrockcinema.com to reserve. Well, I was about to say reserve your seat. You'll get a ticket. You actually can't reserve a seat. So
right.
Once you get that.
First come, first serve on the night of the show.
Yeah. So especially if you're looking for a table, those tend to go first. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get there. My recommendation is getting there a half hour early.
Yeah,
I've been able to get.
That's what we've been doing lately. And,
yeah. Going on at Ocklawaha this weekend. Tonight, Friday, the Raphael Graves Band is going to take the stage at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a $5 cover for that show as well.
Yes, thank you. Yep, I forgot to write that down. $5 cover tonight, Raphael Graves Band. Tomorrow, Saturday the 20th, Hammock Theory is going to be playing at 8 o'clock. And on Sunday the 21st, the Lads will be playing at 3 o'clock. And, of course, every Monday is the It Takes All Kinds open mic that mm-hmm. happens. Hosted by Steve and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday is Trivia Day. Wednesday is the Bluegrass Jam, hosted by Derek McCoy.
Correct, yeah.
And last but certainly not least, on Thursday the 25th, Colin Cheek will be playing starting at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, quite a week coming
it
up
is.
Here at Ocklawaha.
Sure is.
Let's see. Feed and Seed is kicking off their season. Feed and Seed, I believe, is in Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's over on, I don't know. I always get confused at where Asheville Highway turns into Hendersonville Highway.
Yeah, it's the same road. But
it's the same road, but at some point it turns on, it goes from Asheville Highway to Hendersonville Highway.
Road,
and I feel like it should be the other way around, but it's not. So it is kind of when you get into that main area in Fletcher on Asheville/Hendersonville Highway, you can see it from the road.
Lynn Goldsmith and the Jeter Mountain Band will be playing there tonight, Friday the 19th, and that starts at 7 p.m.
Yep. And then Sierra Nevada Brewery has a special show going on Saturday the 20th. And it will be Butcher Brown and Son Little. That will be a 6 o'clock show. It is a $25 general admission fee or $40 early access fee. So
I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you know what the $40 early access encompasses?
You know, I was just looking at that because to me that seems backwards. But maybe early access means you get first choice of seating, perhaps, and that's why it's worth more. I'm used to it being the other way around, that a general admission would be more than a early access. But I don't know for certain, although I'm sure you could go on to Sierra Nevada's website, make sure you're looking at the Mills River calendar, and see for yourself what the difference is between the two.
Yeah, well, I have to look into that, because I'd be curious to know what that, what that entails.
Too. Me too.
And just an aside, we had Izzy and I were filling in for Mark and Paige last week on the morning show, and we had a caller that called in and wanted to know if we could list all the open mics in our area. And that's something that we had actually talked about doing even prior to that. So that was kind of a reminder. So I think what we'll do is get that together for next week.
Yeah.
And next week's show, we'll try to give you a comprehensive list.
Yes, we actually have done it before. We did it a few weeks back, but it's constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend in the time being, we'll definitely put together, I might even be able to find the list that we did the first time, but I would highly recommend going to Henderson County Live Music Facebook page. Michael does an excellent job of putting together a list every single week. He includes both live music and open mics on that list. So my big recommendation would be to go and check that out, because there are open mics happening almost every single weekday.
He's not able to list every show that's happening, but he goes to great lengths to try to do that. It really is yeoman's work to try and put a calendar together. You'd think it would be easy, but it's not.
And he gets every show. As long as it's been advertised, he gets every single show on
there.
Yes,
but a lot of shows aren't, or, you know.
For sure.
So it's he does an amazing job of really beating the bushes and trying to find out, you know, he's not just sitting back and waiting for people to send him stuff and say, oh, I'll put you on the list.
Yeah.
He's out there trying to figure out who's playing what and where and when.
For sure.
So yeah, he makes our life much, much easier.
That is, if that ain't the truth. So go and check out, again, that's Henderson County Live Music page. That is a great resource, both as a musician for you to use, and if you are just interested in the live music scene, go and check out that page.
And then this Sunday at Southern App, Rockin' for Amy. It's a rock fundraiser. Carver, Carmody, and McIntyre, plus Peggy Ratu's, Bill Loftus, Dylan Wilkie, Connor Hunt, and more. This is going to be going from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, this Sunday, over at Southern App. They have a suggested donation of $10, and of course, this is a fundraiser.
Yep. So go and check out, if you want to learn more about that fundraiser, go to Southern Appalachian Brewery's Facebook page, or check out any of the Facebook pages of the people we just listed, which again, Carver, Carmody, and McIntyre, plus Peggy Ratu's, Bill Loftus, Dylan Wilkie, and Connor Hunt. Go and check out their Facebook pages. You can get a better idea of what this fundraiser is all about. Alrighty. Without further ado, let's continue talking about some of the vineyards that are doing stuff for Cider, Wine, and Dine weekend.
Yes. What's happening at Burnt Shirt Vineyards this weekend, Izzy?
They've got Ashley Heath. She'll be playing, I believe this is a solo show. You may have heard of her through her band, Ashley Heath and her Heathens.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll be playing, it seems like a solo show, over at Burnt Shirt Vineyards on Saturday, tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. And this is a song of hers called A Different Stream.
Wasn't anything that I'd done or
And that was Good as Bad News Gets by Three Shades of Grey. They're going to be at Stone Ash Vineyard from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday the 20th, 420. Also as part of the Cider, Wine, and Dine weekend.
Nice.
Occurring this weekend.
Yep. Nice.
So, Izzy, will you be participating in the live music extravaganza happening in town this weekend?
I think I'm just going to be a customer of Cider, Wine, and Dine weekend.
Me too.
Yes, I had three almost back-to-back shows last weekend, so I am taking a little break this weekend.
Good.
What about you?
No, we are. We have three shows coming up next weekend.
Nice.
So we are in rehearsal mode this week. And plus, wanted a chance to get out and see some people. I'll probably get up to Appalachian Mountain Brew because I've never been there.
There you go.
And I've been looking for a reason to go. And
Detective Blind's a great reason.
Yeah, go see Detective Blind on Saturday.
Nice.
For their Earth Day.
Awesome. Again, a huge thank you to the businesses that make this show possible, including Ocklawaha Brewing Company,
the Octopus Garden Smoke Shops,
Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series,
and the Purple Onion in Saluda.
As always, you could tune into the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon, or you can stream the show throughout the week by visiting WTZQ.com, clicking on the On Air tab, clicking on Local Artist Showcase, and scrolling down to the bottom of the page. We archive the shows for a week.
And if you are a local artist and you would like to hear your music on Local Artist Showcase, send us an MP3 to 1600@WTZQ.com, 1600@WTZQ.com. Venues as well. Send us your schedule. Let us know who's playing at your venue and when they're playing there. And that way we can let everyone else know.
Yes. And again, a huge thank you to Bill Altman, who came in today for an interview. It's great to hear about Lo-Fi Appalachia, his new solo project that he's working on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so thanks to Bill.
He's got a lot going on as well. Yeah. Yeah. It was great talking about the sense of discovery in music and how important that is.
Yeah.
You know, to someone working in the field that we work in, you know, so.
For sure.
Yeah, it's good talk.
It was.
Good talk.
Good talk. Good talk. Alrighty. Well, hope everyone has a great cider, wine, and dine weekend. If you're celebrating Earth Day, going to one of the celebrations this weekend, have so much fun. Get outside this weekend. It's going to be a little bit on the cooler side. Paul has told us throughout the week, but I think it's still going to be a fun time no matter what you decide to go out and check out. Thank you for supporting local music.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, stay tuned.
And listen local.